Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Christine and Salt.
Slowly inching through your day.
Wednesday. We know how you feel. We do.
Yeah.
Going to the grocery store is a nightmare now because you have to have not only your pocketbook and all your crap, but your coupons, and you have your kids with you. Now you have to bring your own bag.
Do I have my savings card with me? I went to two grocery stores yesterday. I went to ShopRite and I went to Big Y. And both times I was like, damn it, forgot my bags.
Yeah, it's a pain in the ass. So, you know, we figure everyone is going to the store and forgetting their bags.
Totally.
Because this whole thing about having to not use plastic bags is new for us in Connecticut.
Yeah, and then at the end they ask you, how many bags do you think it's going to be? And you're like, I don't know. I'm not a professional bagger.
I don't know these 10 cents a bag.
Here's a dollar. Just tell me when I hit, it.
So if you show up and you're checking out and you don't have your plastic bags, we have some solutions just with stuff that you have laying around the house.
Okay.
Super easy. Obvious thing is just to stuff it all in your pockets. That would be the first thing.
Totally.
Right?
Cargo shorts, those are amazing.
Easy.
Absolutely. My wife and I, we're in this situation right now because of the kids. Carry the diaper bag with you.
Even if you don't have small kids,
smart.
Get a diaper bag.
Just throw your bananas in there. Be fine.
How about this? Wear a bra that's three sizes too big.
Okay.
Even if you're a guy. Right?
I'm getting to the point I might need one anyway. Finally. You know, I see a lot of blue hairs there. What about a beehive hairdo? Like, just do it up.
Marge Simpson style.
Yeah, get in there and just kind of start tucking stuff in there.
How about we bring back the parachute pants with a shelf under the crotch so you can just stuff everything under there?
Yeah, those MC Hammer pants?
Yes.
Man, they had tons of room in the crotch. What about Crocs with a fanny pack?
Those are actually a thing. Don't joke.
Yeah, no. Or you can do the kangaroo sneakers. You know, they had that little pocket in the side, too.
Certainly works if you don't have a lot of stuff.
True.
How about instead of bringing your own bag, just bring your own shopping cart?
Ooh. That's a good idea.
Just wheel it all out, and then the shopping cart folds up and goes right in your car.
Okay, and what if you do this? Leave your kids in the car and just take their wagon. Instead of putting the kids in the wagon, just be like, hey, I'll be right back. Windows down, of course, but take their wagon.
How about you be like Billy Zane on Titanic and have your own manservant?
Oh, yeah.
My man will bring it all out for me.
Yes. Okay, now this one is a little tough. This one, you know, and you actually might make money on this next one.
Okay.
Because if you bring like a hobo sack, like a little bindle sack.
Oh, you mean like Tom Sawyer?
Yeah, you know, like the red kerchief on the
Huckleberry
stick.
Finn? Yes.
If you bring one of those, because then when you walk out with your groceries, chances are somebody's going to throw you a buck or two because they think you're homeless.
That's very creative.
Yeah.
Instead of a sweatshirt, you can just wear your giant Snuggie and then tie it off in the front, fill it up like it's a kangaroo sack.
I like it. And finally, what if you just let, you know, your wife or your elderly mother, whomever you're shopping with, just have them carry everything?
You're such a gentleman's gentleman, Salt. You're very
Babe,
chivalrous.
I'm going to pay for everything. You got this?
Equal opportunity, honey. I'm not going to hold the door and you carry all the crap.
You got both gallons of milk? Good.
Yeah, this has been Christine and Salt's suggestions on how to deal with the plastic bag nightmare.
We're helpful.
96.5 TIC.